here's a story from The World.
Transportation across the globe, trains, planes, cars, and buses, it's all slowed down to a trickle during the pandemic. Uganda's normally busy capital, Kampala, has been eerily quiet under one of the strictest lockdowns in Africa. Now Uganda is reopening. And as the world's Halima Gikandi reports, one group of drivers is breathing a huge sigh of relief.
Asaf Mugisha never set out to drive bodabodas. Those are essentially motorcycle taxis that Ugandans use all the time. In Kampala, there often seem to be more bodabodas than cars on the streets. And Mugisha says he made a decent living driving one. Then COVID-19 happened.
The bodabodas, we are suspended. It was 25th March, so we have been in lockdown almost like full 4 months.
Uganda imposed a strict lockdown on public transportation, and bodabodas were banned from the streets, meaning thousands of drivers were suddenly out of work. Earlier this month, a group of bodaboda drivers sued the government over the ban. Mugisha says he feels lucky. At least he had some savings, but he and his family had to go on a tight budget. He has a wife and two kids.
We didn't have money to buy food for the breakfast and lunch plus supper. So we budget the money that I had so that we can eat once in a day.
But this week has brought some relief to boda drivers like Mugisha. On Monday, they were allowed to resume taking passengers, which means after 4 months of no work, drivers like Mugisha are finally back on the road. These days, things are looking different for drivers and passengers.
So I put my face mask and helmet. Before I start my trip, I have to first sanitize my customer.
He gives hand sanitizer to customers before and after each trip. But with many stores closed, there aren't as many customers. Before COVID, Mugisha could earn about $19 on a good day. This week, he's been earning less than $5 a day. Things have changed in other ways, too. The government now requires boda drivers to record the names and numbers of their passengers. Information Minister Judith Nabakuba explained why during a recent press conference.
These details will help in following up should any of the contacts test for COVID-19.
But what if customers don't want to give out their information to strangers? Apollo Mugasa, another bodaboda driver in Kampala, says that's been a big problem this week.
They're saying they want to keep their privacy with their telephone numbers. But my personal customers, they have no problem with that. But the customer you get on the way, most of them, they don't.
I called up an old friend of mine to ask what he thought about the privacy concerns. Abraham Anun is a software developer in Kampala. He recently created a new boda ride hailing app called Good Boda. It's like Uber for bodas. It's one of the many ride hailing apps in Uganda these days. He says getting people to register with these apps could be a solution to both privacy and contact tracing concerns.
Because the client has already registered with the app and the rider has also already registered with the app. So all they have to do is just link up, and of course there'll be information in the system of the trip and who did the trip and all that. So tracking that is easier.
In fact, the Ugandan government is now encouraging bodaboda drivers to register with ride-hailing apps. But drivers like Apollo Mugasa still have the reservations. He used to use a ride-hailing app, but stopped. He says the tech companies are taking too big of a cut.
They charge you a helmet, they charge you a phone, they charge you. There's nothing they can give, but again, they charge you 15% or per trip you take.
Bodaboda drivers and even regular taxi drivers have protested ride-hailing apps over high fees and low wages in the past. But now, with more options to choose from, Mugasa says he hopes to get a better deal. Overall, he says the changes will help the industry become more organized. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.